Now, the second half about to get underway here at Hamilton, and as if this wasn't enough, the fact that Highland Christian is leading 36-0, they're going to get the football first to start the second half. Hamilton got the football first, had that great kickoff return by Montoya to start the ball game, and virtually nothing has gone right for the Hawkeyes since then. They do not have a first down in the ball game. They have negative yardage in total offense, and every time the Maroons have had the football, they have put the ball in the end zone tonight. And if you're Chad Miller on the Hamilton sideline, you just need to find anything right now to something positive for your football team to try and build on here heading into next week. With a 35-point margin right now, we're going to have a running clock to start the second half, so we may have a fairly quick second half. Isaac Booth is back deep for Highland Christian, and this is going to be the first time they're going to have a chance to handle a kickoff. They had a free kick earlier after the safety. I believe Mudd is going to handle the kickoff duties. He's handled the punting duties, the kickoff duties, quarterback. And he is having a rough night out there, as are the rest of the Hawkeyes. Don't forget to join us for high school football next Friday night. We'll be at Highland Christian for the crosstown battle between the Maroons and the Highland Dutch. Dutch still looking for their first win. They were leading Byron Center early in the ball game, 12-8, but now the Bulldogs lead it 22-12. Mudd gets ready to approach the football, and he sends it away. Booz is going to take it at the 10, and we get a whistle. It looked like the Hawkeyes were offside. Looked like a couple of the cover guys advanced prior to the ball being booted. So now the Bud's going to have to re-kick it, this time from the 35. Don't forget to join us for Hope College football action tomorrow from Ray and Sue Smith Stadium as the Flying Dutchmen take on defending MIAA champion Adrian. It's homecoming for the Dutchmen, and that's a big ball game. 1:40 is our pregame show tomorrow with Ron Weatherby and Jerry Klomparens on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van. And don't forget, after this one is over with, we'll get you out to Oakland for game one of the American League Divisional Series between the Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Bruce slips as he tries to field the punt. He has to pick it up at the 7, and he's going to be snowed under at about the 8. Isaac Booth just simply had his feet come out from underneath him. A little bit of moisture on the green grass, and there is a flag right at the spot of the tackle. So the Maroons are going to have the ball, I presume, deep in their own territory. Oh, no. Looks like we're going to get a penalty against Hamilton, because the Hawkeye defense is backing up. They're going to mark it at about the 18 or 19-yard line. And I think they ruled a late hit on the play. And just when you thought Howland Christian was pinned deep in their own end, they get a break because of a penalty. It's been that kind of night for the Maroons and that kind of night for the Hawkeyes. Let's see who the Maroons bring out. Caleb Vanderluck is back out there at quarterback. He had a great first half. And a handoff. Actually, that's Dykstra in the ball game at quarterback instead of Vanderluck. And the handoff was to number 5. That's David Williams, the sophomore running back. And he gets up to about the 25. Pickup of 5. And Jim Caserta might just rest Vanderluck here in the second half. And why not? You're up by 36 points. There's really no point to this. Running clock situation, 11:10 to play in the third, 36-0, Highland Christian in the lead. Two receivers in the ballgame. Stykstra is the quarterback. Looks at a 4-man Hamilton in front. Stykstra gives it to Williams. Oh, he's going to keep it himself. Over the left side, he's out to the 30, and he's going to have a first down at the 31. Nice job by Stykstra to pull the ball out of the belly of Williams and able to pick up that first down. Hayden Smith came up from the secondary to make the stop for the Hawkeyes, but not before a first down. And the Maroons really in no hurry whatsoever. Out over the football is Marcus Brinks, the 210-pound sophomore. It looks like Jim Cassert is trying to get as many of his players in the ballgame as possible. Stikes going to run the option, pitch out to Williams. Williams around the right side, outside the numbers of the 30, and he's going to be taken down out of bounds at about the 34. So a pickup of about 4, maybe 5. Well, I don't know. They gave him a pretty good spot. They may give him the 36, it looks like. No, they'll put it at the 35. So a pickup of 4 for Williams. There's a lot of underclassmen on this Highland Christian Ball Club. Quite a few sophomores, and they brought up Caleb Brink, a freshman, who started at wide receiver tonight. Second and 6 Maroons from their 35. Two receivers on either side. Now they come with the option on the left. And Sykes going to keep it. He's out to the 37. And a couple of black jerseys wrap him up. And Dylan Burrish on the stop. Dylan Burrish has been a busy young man tonight. They'll mark it at the 38, so we'll call it 3rd and 3. Stikstra has a 4-yard touchdown run tonight. This is his second series of the ball game. 9:10 to play in the third. We got a running clock situation because of the score. Maroons up to the line. Two receivers on either side. Stikstra in the gun. He sends a man in motion, and they fake the reverse. Stikstra rolls out, throws, and he overthrows his receiver, Williams, who was open in the flat. They brought a man in motion right to left behind the play. They faked the reverse and then rolled Stikstra out to the right, and he overthrew his receiver. And for the first time tonight, the Maroons do not score on their possession. They're going to have to punt the football. Steginga is the punter for the Maroons, and he does a very good job punting the football. He averages probably in the high 30s on a punt, which is pretty good at this level. Hawkeyes have twin safeties back at the 25. Steginga gets the snap, and he sends a booming kick out of there. Montoya's going to take it at the 22. Fakes left, fakes right, and he's going to be hit at about the 32-yard line. Casey Meyer on the coverage for the Maroons. And the clock continuing to roll, 7:58 to play in the third, 36-0 Highland Christian. Brady Mudd brings the Hawkeyes back out, and he'll have Heath Dannenberg as his running back. Dannenberg and Alexander have alternated at that running back position. Two receivers on the left, single receiver right. Mudd is in the gun, 5 yards behind center. Four-man front for the Maroons. Mudd rolls out to his left. Rolling. He throws, and he overthrows his receiver. And once again, he had a man open. That was Jared Overbeek he wanted at about the 45, and he overshot him. Mudd in the first half was 2 of 3 through the air for 11 yards. Second and 10. Mudd relays the play to the offensive line for the Hawkeyes. The center is Landon Dykstra. Man in motion, left to right. And the give is to Dannenberg around the right side. He's got an opening out to the 35, out to the 38, and maybe the 39. Now, Heath Dannenberg found a little bit of a crease there and able to pick up 5-6 yards before Jake Kaufman took him down. Dannenberg had -1 yard rushing in the first half, and this is a young man who's been averaging about 7 yards a carry on the course of the season. 3rd and 3 Hawkeyes from their 39. Say they send a man in motion left to right. They fake the inside reverse. They give it on the crossback action to Dannenberg, and Dannenberg's got an opening, and they appear to have a first down. There is a flag, however. Dannenberg took it down to the Highland Christian 49, but hold everything. If this stands, this will be the first down of the night for the Hawkeyes. And guess what? It's coming back. Illegal procedure, the call against Hamilton. So instead of 1st and 10, it's now 3rd and probably about 8. They'll mark it at the 34 of the Hawkeyes. Two receivers on the left, single receiver on the right. And Hamilton's reward for next week, they get to go over to Zeeland to play Zeeland West. And the Ducks at last check were rolling against Unity. Mudd rolls to his left on third down. Rolls, throw, got a receiver. And trying to make a man miss, he's got some running room. He's got a first down and taken out of bounds in Holland Christian territory at the 48-yard line. That's Garrett Aiding, the wide receiver. Nice run after the catch. That's a pickup of 18, and for the first time tonight, the Hawkeyes have a first down. They'll give them to the 46, actually. That's a pickup of 20. So the Hawkeyes on the move here. 5:22, the clock running in the third. 36-0, Highland Christian. And over at Hudsonville, it is now Zeeland West 54, Unity Christian 13 at the end of three. Here's a long pass down the middle, and this is going to be a touchdown for Hamilton. Jared Overbeek down the middle, splits the defense, and it's a 46-yard touchdown catch and run from Mudd. To Overbeek, and the Hawkeyes are on the board with 5:05 to go in the third. It's now 36-6, Holland Christian, and that means the running clock is off. Hawkeyes will go for two. Well, good protection that time by the Hamilton offensive line, and Overbeek went right down the middle of the field, and he split the two Holland Christian safeties, and beautifully thrown ball by Brady Mudd. They send the man in motion right to left, the Hawkeyes do. Mudd takes, back to throw. Throws into the end zone, and it is broken up just inside the end zone. And nice play that time by Austin Shoemaker, the linebacker. I believe that was intended for Overbeek, and just inside the goal line. So with 5:05 to go in the third quarter, it is 36-6 Holland Christian. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Well, Hamilton gives its homecoming fans something to cheer about. A long touchdown pass, 46 yards from Mudd to Overbeek for the score. It's 36-6 now. With 5:05 to go in the third, Mudd approaches the ball, sends the kick away. Boos is going to take it at his 5. Boos comes up the middle to the 15, cuts to the outside at the 20, and he's going to be taken down at the 22-yard line. On the coverage for the Hawkeyes, Jake Kessler, number 11. And Kessler, as he jumps up to collide with his teammate, gets knocked on the deck. You know, when they jump together to celebrate a good play, Kessler got hit really hard by his teammate. So the Maroons will have it at their 22. The running clock is off now with 4:59 to go in the third. Reese Puffer has taken the lead over Zeeland East 26-14 in the third. That's a bit of a surprise. So the Chicks with a little bit of work to do. They came into this ball game 5-0. Two receivers on either side. Stykstra is the quarterback. Boos is lined up to the right of Stykstra, and Jared's going to take it himself, and he gets a couple of yards and gets wrapped up by the Hamilton defense. And the Hamilton defense is a little bit fired up right now. I think the message for Chad Miller at halftime says, hey, we're down on the scoreboard, but hey, let's win this half. And right now they are, 6-0. Win this half. Second and 8 Maroons from their 24. Clock running, 4:22 to play in the third, 36-6 Maroons in the lead. Twin receivers on either side. Stykstra in the gun. Jarrett takes, with time, he's going to air it out left for Steginga. And Steginga makes the grab at the 45. That one brought rain. That was a rainbow pass, and Steginga caught it in front of the defensive back at the 45-yard line. That's a first down, pickup of 19. So the Maroons move the chains. Defense! And none of the Hamilton faithful have left either. They're making some noise on this side. Two receivers on either side on first and 10. Stykstra in the gun. Stykstra's going to hand it off to Williams up the middle, and Williams, instead of the line of scrimmage, plows ahead. He got maybe a yard, nothing more than that, though. And the whole Hamilton defensive line just collapsed in on him. You had Quinn LaPointe there, Tate Knapp, and Cole Kaiser all there. Gain of one for Williams. Second and 9 Maroons from their 46. Howland Christian scored all five times it had the football in the first half. Plus, they got a defensive score on a safety. Steginga is split out wide to the right. Brink, the freshman, split wide to the left. Two receivers in the slot. Stykstra takes, rolls out to his right. Rolling, throws over the middle, got a receiver in Hamilton territory, and down to the 43-yard line is Justin Van Nyle, a 5'10", 160-pound senior. That's Van Nyle's first catch of the ball game, and that'll lead to a Highland Christian first down. Updating you on the game in Grand Haven, the Buccaneers have scored. It's now 7-0, Bucks over West Ottawa in the third. Thank you, Brent Allen, for that score. First and 10 for the Maroons from the Hamilton 43. Two receivers on either side. Jared Stykstra's gone all the way at quarterback in the second half. Stykstra fakes the inside reverse the boost. He makes one man miss. Gets down inside the 40, down to the 38. And Knapp again on the stop. The market at the 37, gain of 6 for Stykstra. Second and 4 for the Maroons. Maroons going for their third consecutive victory after an 0-3 start. And they are home next week against Holland High, a game that we'll bring you on WHTC and WHTC.com. We tick down toward 2 minutes to play in the third, two receivers on either side. Hawkeyes look like they're going to bring a linebacker. They fake the reverse. Stykstra rolls out. Throws. Got Booth at the 30. Booth makes one man miss at the 25. Down to the 22. He almost broke it. Overbeek tried to knock Booth down, but Booth would not go down. And Overbeek had to hustle back and make the stop. Or Isaac Booth might have been off to the house. So another first down for Holland Christian. First and 10 for the Maroons from the Hamilton 22. David Williams lines up to the left of Stykstra. Two receivers on either side. Williams gets the handoff on the right side, and he goes nowhere. Corey Hassevoort, the defensive tackle, on the stop for the Hawkeyes, and they don't list heights and weights on this team, but Corey Hassevoort is one big Hassevoort. He is a big dude. Gain of one, second and 9 from the 21. Clock continuing to move. As soon as this one is over, we'll get you out to Oakland for game one of the American League Divisional Series between the Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. 9:37, the first pitch, Max Scherzer against Bartolo Colon. Williams gets the handoff. Actually, Stykstra's going to keep it. He's got running room down to the 20. There's a flag down. Stykstra cuts back down to the 15, down to the 13. This is probably going to come back. And the flag came flying in from the backside, which is usually in the area of holding. It was the umpire, I think, who threw the flag. Holding is the call. That is going to come back. Down to 46.7 seconds to play in the third. Muskegon leading Grand Rapids Union 35-14. Rockford in a battle with Hudsonville after that win over West Ottawa last week. 14-12, the Rams lead the Eagles that game at the half. The penalty marks puts the ball back at the 26 of Hamilton, so it'll be second, and we'll call it 13 or 14. And this may be the final play of the third quarter. Two receivers on either side. Stykstra, the quarterback. He's got a running back to his right. Stykstra rolls out to his right. He's going to air it for the end zone. He wants Steginga, and the ball caught. We got flags everywhere. Did he catch it? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Holland Christian. We'll see about the flag, but I think this is going to be pass interference against Hamilton. Steginga got mugged as he tried to make the catch, and he still came down with it. The officials discuss it. I presume this is going to stand. And one of the Hamilton defenders comes over to Steginga and says, sorry about that. That was Colin Titt, who was one of the coverage guys, and Steginga talking to the referee right now. The pass interference is the call, and the touchdown will stand. So Steginga with his second TD grab of the ball game, Stykstra his first touchdown pass of the night. And Bryce Eggers on for the conversion. He's 3 for 4 tonight. Here's the snap. Kicked by Eggers on the way, and he got it. And the running clock will be back on and after the ensuing kickoff. Let's take a 30-second break. 19.6 seconds to go in the third. It's now Holland Christian 43 and Hamilton 6. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHDC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHDC.com. Holland Christian coming right back after the Hamilton score, and they take it in on the pass from Stykstra to Steginga. That's Kyle's second TD grab of the night, his 10th reception of the year for a touchdown. And I think there might have been a penalty on the extra point. I think they're trying to decide where to mark it off. Yeah, they are going to mark it upfield. And apparently, this is either a personal foul or an unsportsmanlike conduct call, because this is going to be a 15-yard walk-off, and Eggers is going to kick from the Hamilton 45. Reese Puffer has added to its lead over Zeelan East. Dan Diodato from the Holland Sentinel just told me it's now 33-14, the Rockets over the Chicks over in Zeelan. That's a shocker. Here's the kick. It is high, and it's going to go deep in the end zone, and they're not going to be able to return it. So Mashila knocked that ball into the end zone, and the Hawkeyes will have it at their 20, and 19.9 seconds to go, and now the running clock is in effect. Brady Mudd brings the Hawkeyes up. Two receivers on the left, single receiver right, and they might not get this playoff. They're not going to. End of the third quarter here at Hamilton High School. It is Holland Christian 43, Hamilton 6. Back after the 60-second break, you're listening to High School Football at 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. As we start the fourth quarter, a pass from Mudd complete to number 9. That's Hayden Smith, and Smith takes it up to the 38-yard line, and the Hawkeyes get their second first down of the night. First and 10 for the Hawkeyes. Running clock in effect. Mudd rolls out to his right. Rolling, throws, got a receiver up at the 45, up to midfield. And still on his feet in Holland Christian territory, taking it down to the 44-yard line, is Garrett Aiding. And the Hawkeyes quickly up to the line. And Holland Christian trying to get some subs in the ball game. Two receivers right, single receiver left. Mudd takes, rolls out to his right with time. Steps up, throws, and he's got another receiver down at the 33. And that's Smith again on the grab, his second possession, his second reception on this possession. And a lot of clean jerseys out there for Holland Christian right now as Coach Stewart is trying to get everybody in the ball game, and Mudd's starting to exploit some of the new guys. They'll go trips left here. 10:33, clock running here in the fourth quarter, 43-6 Holland Christian. Mudd takes, rolls out to his left, rolling with time. Wants a man out there. It's going to be cut, and it's going to be a touchdown. Jared Overby got behind the defense again. It's a 33-yard connection for the score, and it's now 43-12. And once again, the running clock is off with 10:18 left to go. Hawkeyes will go for two. Unity Christian has scored against Zeeland West, but it's still 54-20 Ducks in the fourth quarter. Mudd with the extra point kick, and he knocked it through. He's got a pretty powerful leg. 43-13, Highland Christian over Hamilton. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school football on 1450 WHDC, Highland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHDC.com. And don't forget to join us for Detroit Lions football on Sunday as the Lions take on the Packers. It won't be quite the frozen tundra, but they will definitely be at Lambeau Field, where a place where the Lions have not won in over two decades. Airtime noon on Sunday with Dan Miller and Jim Brandstatter on 1450 WHDC. Kick is away. It's going to be fielded at the five-yard line by Riemersma. Riemersma comes up the near sideline. He's out over the 20 to the 23. And it was Jake Kessler on the coverage for the Hawkeyes. 10:11 left to play. The running clock is off. 43-13 Highland Christian. Total offense now 401 yards for the Maroons, 135 for the Hawkeyes. And the Hawkeyes had negative yardage in the first half. The first string defense has not been in there for the Maroons in the second half. Jared Stykstra comes back out. Vanderluck has not seen any action in the second half, and they haven't needed him after Vanderluck had a great first half, which included 132 yards rushing and three touchdown passes. Maroons go trips left here. We haven't seen this look from the Maroons yet tonight. And we got flags. Looks like we're going to get a delay of game call. The flag came from the back judge, and he's the guy that throws the flag when you have a delay of game penalty. So the Maroons about to go to 3-3 on the season, heading into the game with the Dutch next week. And we'll be there for that one beginning at 6:40 on WHTC and WHTC.com. Again, trips left the formation. Stykstra takes. He's going to run with it. And Stykstra is hit in the backfield at the 17-yard line, and he's going to lose yardage. That was Landon Dykstra coming from his line position there to drop Stykstra for a loss. So it's going to be second, and we'll call it 16. The ball marked at the 17 of the Maroons. Maroons have been in control of this one all the way. They led 36-0 at the half. Two receivers on either side. Stykstra in the gun. He'll hand it off to Williams. Williams over the right side gets out to the 19. And he hits a wall named Tate Knapp. Tate Knapp has had an outstanding ball game tonight for the Hawkeyes on that defensive line. His older brother Tyler played basketball and football for the Hawkeyes. Third and 13 for the Maroons from their 20. Down to 9 minutes to play. The clock continuing to roll. Maroons in no hurry. Two receivers on either side. Stykstra in the gun. Looks at a four-man Hamilton front. I think he wanted his man to go in motion, and the man didn't see that, and Stykstra's going to be hit for a loss. Heath Dannenberg broke through that time. Dannenberg, we usually see him on the offensive side, but he came from his linebacker position there and dropped Stykstra back at the 16, so the Maroons are going to have to punt. Steggingen will come on to punt. Hamilton will have twin safeties back at about the 45 of the Hawkeyes. Stenga standing just in front of his end zone. Gets the snap. And Knuckleball kick, fielded by Montoya at the 49, comes up the middle. He's at the 45 to the 40, flag down. Montoya gets down to about the 32-yard line, but this is probably going to come back. You know, Montoya, who put a charge in this crowd with an electrifying kickoff return to start the ball game, with a nice punt return here, but this is probably going to come back. The officials discussing it. The flag is back at the 45-yard line of the Maroons. So this is, by the time they mark this off, this is going to be back in Hamilton territory. 7:52 remaining. The official marches off the penalty. They'll mark it at the 43 of the Hawkeyes. Mudd brings him up. He's got three receivers right, single receiver left, four-man front for the Maroons. Mudd back to throw. With time, he's going to air it out deep. He wants O'Reilly. He's open again. He's got it at the 30, down to the 20, down to the 15. They're just sending Overbeek on the post pattern, and they've gotten two touchdowns, and they almost had a third that time. So the Hawkeyes quickly up to the line. Two receivers right, single receiver left. Well, the Hawkeyes not giving up by any stretch of the imagination. They continue to play hard. Mudd back to throw on first down, rolls out to his right, throws for the end zone, and it is caught in the end zone. It's a touchdown. That was Garrett aiding it right in front of the pylon at the right corner of the end zone. And he makes the grab. That is Mudd's third TD pass of this half. And that makes it 43-19 with 7:29 to play. Mudd on for the extra point. Snap down, kick on the way. It is up, and it is good. 7:29 to go here in Hamilton. The Hawkeyes trying to make it look respectable. It is Holland Christian 43, the Hawkeyes 20. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. .729 to play here in Hamilton. It's now 43-20 in favor of Holland Christian, but the Hawkeyes have given the home crowd something to cheer about here in the second half. Brady Mudd with three touchdown passes, two of them to Jared Overbeek and one a moment ago to Garrett Eady. And the Maroons are expecting an onside kick here. They got the hands team out there. There's nobody wearing a lineman's numerals. Here it comes, the onside kick, and it's going to be covered by David Williams at the 47 of Holland Christian. And the Maroons will have the football back. And Stykstra is going to continue on at quarterback. He has played the entire second half after Vanderluck played all but one series in the first half. And I think Jim Caserta has played everybody on his roster here in this ball game. You know, getting out to a 36-point lead allows you to do that. Here come the Maroons. Two receivers on either side. Man in motion left to right. And Stykstra's going to keep it up the middle. He gets out to about midfield. And Knapp again on the stop for Hamilton. Pickup of four. Second and six for the Maroons from midfield. Again, Holland Christian will play Holland next week. Hamilton will go over to Zeeland to play Zeeland West. And Zeeland West at last check was leading Unity 54-20. How about Zeeland East? They are getting hammered by Brees Puffer 33-14. Here's a bad snap. The ball comes loose, and the Hawkeyes might have it. Stykstra never got his hands on the football. Well, I guess the Maroons were able to get it back. Seth Van Ast was the running back. I think he was supposed to get the handoff, and he ended up with the recovery. We tick down towards 6 minutes remaining, and the Hamilton defense says, let's make some noise. And the Hawkeye fans have not gone anywhere, despite the fact that they've been behind big most of the night. Two receivers on either side. Stykstra, the quarterback, on third and eight. They bring a man in motion behind the formation. They fake the reverse. Stykstra rolls right, gets pressure, throws, and it is behind the receiver. He wanted Van Ass down around the 45-yard line, but the pass was behind him, and the Maroons are going to have to punt. The clock stops with 5:52 remaining. So Steginga will come on and punt the football. Tiger baseball starts in a little over a half hour. We'll get you out to Oakland as soon as this one is over. Steginga awaits the snap at his 32. Ground ball snap nicely scooped up by Kyle, and he sends a booming kick. Sends Montoya back to his 12. Montoya fumbled the football. It's loose. Montoya picks it up. There's a flag down, and Montoya is hit at the 11-yard line. We'll see about the flag. A bobbled catch there by Montoya. The officials discussing it. It looks like it's going to go against the Hawkeyes. They are going to mark it off against Hamilton, and it's half the distance to the goal line. They'll mark it at the 6. I did not see the signal on that. The illegal block is the penalty. Rockford has extended its lead over Hudsonville to 21-12. That's in the fourth quarter. Mudd brings them up. He's thrown three touchdown passes in the second half for the Hawkeyes. He's got trips left. Single back in the backfield. Mudd back to throw with pressure. Throws. He overthrew his receiver. He wanted Hayden Smith at the 20-yard line and overthrew him. Mudd 10 of 13 in this ball game for 214 yards, most of the passing yardage coming in the second half. Second and 10 for the Hawkeyes from their 6. Clock stopped with 5:35 to go. 43-20, Holland Christian in the lead. It was 36-0 Maroons at the half. Mudd takes, rolls out to his left in the end zone. Throws left side, he's got a receiver. He's got him at the 25, look out. 35-40, down the sideline to the 50. He's gone. 30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, end zone, touchdown. Nathan Pando. A 94-yard touchdown pass from Mudd. And listen to this Hamilton crowd. It's now 43-26. Mudd with his fourth TD pass of this second half. Mudd on for the conversion. This will make it a two-score ball game. With 5:21 left. Kick on the way by Mudd. It is up and it is good. It is now Holland Christian 43, Hamilton 27. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. A 94-yard touchdown pass from Brady Mudd to Nathan Pando, and now it's 43-27, and the Maroons are expecting another onside kick. Here we go. It's a quick onside kick this time. It takes a high hop. It's loose. Did the Hawkeyes get it? They are scrambling at the 42-yard line. Hamilton says they've got it. That ball took a high hop and bounced up in the air over one of the return guys. They say it's Holland Christian ball. Wow, that was a very well-executed onside kick by the Hawkeyes, but the Maroons were able to get it back with 5:16 to go. Over in Zeeland, it is now 39-14. Reese Puffer, 46-14 now, Dan Diadonna tells me. Boy, this is a shocker. Zeeland East 5-0 coming into the ballgame, playing at home, and they are getting rolled by Reese Puffer. That's the shocker of the night. Maroons with the football, and Caleb Vanderluck is back in the ballgame for the first time since the first half, and Vanderluck takes it up to the 45, and we got a flag. Probably a face mask or a personal foul called. It was right at the near sideline. The officials come over to discuss. Personal foul is the call against Hamilton. Much to the chagrin of Hamilton head coach Chad Miller, and one of the officials comes over for an explanation with Coach Miller. And it just went final over in Hudsonville. Zeeland West goes to 5-1. The Ducks throttle Unity Christian tonight, 54-20. And that's Hamilton's next opponent. Ball marked at the 42-yard line. Vanderluck brings him up. Vanderluck will roll out to his right. Rolls, throws, got a man. It's to Cook. To Cook at the 35, down to the 30, down to the 26-yard line. And he bowls over a Hamilton defender. Garrett Aiding got the brunt end of that one. Pickup of 17. So Vanderluck, who played nearly the entire first half, but has not played in the second half. Stykstra has gone all the way in the second half with the score tightening up. Coach Caserta decided to put the first unit back out there. Maroons send twin receivers to either side. Vanderluck in the gun. He's got DeCook lined up next to him on his right. Vanderluck back to throw. He wants Steginga. Steginga goes high, and a good play there by 80 to knock it down. They wanted Steginga down around the 5-yard line, and Steginga was in front of Aiding, and Aiding got a hand in there and knocked the ball away. Second and 10 for the Maroons from the Hamilton 25. 4:39 to go, 43-27, Holland Christian. Vanderluck brings him up on second down. Caleb takes, rolls to his left, little swing pattern, caught by DeCook. DeCook at the 25, breaks a tackle, down to the 20, cuts back to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and he gets knocked out of bounds at the 2. There is a flag down back at about the 17 of Hamilton. This is probably going to come back. But a great run after the catch by Matt DeCook after the illegal block is the penalty against the Maroons. So a great catch and run is nullified. They'll mark it back probably at around the 27 or so after the flag was thrown at the 17, so a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. So that'll make it first and we'll call it 13. Gotta like those odd number first down yardage situations, first and 13. Don't forget to join us for our post-game show brought to you by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital, and we'll also have our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. You'll have an opportunity to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizzeria. Maroons will go trips right, single receiver left. Vanderluck in the gun. Caleb takes, back to throw. He's going to keep it himself around the left side, and he gets dragged down by his shoulder pads, and we get a flag at the end of the play. They might call a horse collar tackle. I thought that was a pretty good tackle that time. I think that was Colton Vexford made the stop for the Hawkeyes, and the officials are going to discuss it. And we got three guys in the huddle right now. They're going to pick the flag up. Yeah, that was a shoulder pad tackle that time by Bexford. I thought a really good tackle. There was some question whether they thought maybe it was a horse collar tackle, but when they discussed it, they decided, well, we'll pick up the flag. Third and 13, from the 29, 3:45, the clock running. Vanderluck gets the play from the sideline. Here come the Maroons up to the line. Steginga is the outside receiver on the right. Twins on either side. Boos is not in the ballgame right now. Vanderluck is the quarterback. He's 5 yards behind center. Looks at a four-man Hamilton front. Looks like the Hawkeyes might bring a couple of linebackers. Vanderluck's going to keep it. Runs into his own man, and he'll be dropped at about the 26. Landon Dykstra on the stop, and Chad Miller's going to take a timeout for the Hawkeyes with 3:15 to go. And this has been a very, very strange ball game. The first half was all Holland Christian. The Hawkeyes did not have a single first down in the first half. They had negative yardage. It was 36-0 at the half. But then Coach Caserta elected to rest his starters in the second half, and Hamilton has capitalized on that. Brady Mudd has thrown for 4 touchdowns, two of them to Jared Overbeek, one each to Pando, and to Aiding. And they have fought back here to the delight of this homecoming crowd. And now you got a 4th and 13 situation here. Strangely enough, this game isn't over with yet. The way this ball game has been going, and we had a running clock going earlier in this quarter. Here come the Maroons. Vanderluck will bring them up. They'll go for it on 4th down. They go to a double wing set. Steginga is the outside receiver on the right. And now they'll send Steginga in motion right to left and then back to the right. Vanderluck back to throw. He wants Steginga all the way. Steginga goes high and knocked away. Aiding did a nice job that time of knocking it away from Steginga. And the Hawkeyes are going to take over on downs at their 27 with 3:09 left. Trailing at 43-27. Now, Steginga has a couple of touchdown catches tonight, but I think Aiding has more than held his own as a defensive back. Here come the Hawkeyes. Brady Mudd back at quarterback, and what a second half that young man has had. 4 touchdown passes. 2 receivers left, single receiver right. And looks like we got a Holland Christian guy coming out onto the field. We're going to have a timeout taken by Holland Christian with 3:09 to go. Let's take a 30-second break. 43-27 Holland Christian. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHDC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHDC.com. Visit the MHSAA website to check out scores and schedules, tournament brackets, educational and health and safety resources, and much, much more. Sign up to become a registered user of the MHSAA website and become a scoreboarder. Check out blogs and podcasts to keep your perspective about high school sports straight. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Here's a long pass downfield. It's caught by Aiding in Holland Christian territory. He slips down at about the 37. But Aiding errs, or rather, Mudd errs it out. It's a gain of 37 down to the 36 of Holland Christian. And now they're doing this against the first string defense of the Maroons. 3 minutes to go. And Mudd is now at 345 yards passing now. In the first half, Mudd threw for 11 yards. In the second half, he's thrown for 334 yards. That, according to Dave Heckman, the probably as good as a statistician as you'll find in this area, the Holland Christian statistician. 2:59 left to go, 43-27. Again, I'd be remiss to tell you, it was 36-0 Holland Christian at the half, and this game looked like we were headed for an early night home. But the Hawkeyes have responded big in the second half. Update on the game over at Holland. It is Byron Center 36, Holland 24 with 6 minutes left to go. Elroy Payne has scored a pair of touchdowns in the fourth quarter for the Dutch. But it looks like Holland will have a winless record heading into next week's ball game with Holland Christian on the Maroons' home field. Hawkeye set a man in motion right to left. They hand it off on a reverse. Then the 35, down to the 30, and out of bounds at the 28-yard line is the wide receiver, Nathan Pando, who had that 94-yard touchdown reception a moment ago. Gain of 8. It'll be 2nd and 2, and the clock stops with 2:54 to play. The Hawkeyes have just been rolling here in this fourth quarter. Mudd signals the play into his offensive line. He's got two receivers on the left, single receiver right. Alexander is the lone running back in the backfield. Back to throw is Mudd. With time, throws, got a receiver. It is caught inside the 20, down to the 19 by Jared Overbeek. Brady Mudd is in a rhythm right now. He has just been on fire in this second half. 1st and 10, Hamilton at the Holland Christian 19. Clock stop with 2:50 left. They wind it back up after they set the chains. Mudd hands it off to Alexander. Alexander gets down to about the 16. And a pancake block thrown by one of the wide receivers from Hamilton on one of the Holland Christian DBs at the end of the play. Hamilton will take time. That's their second timeout with 2:40 left to go. Let's send it back to the studio for a 60-second break. 43-27 Holland Christian. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Well, Hamilton can try to continue their comeback. They have it at the 16 of Holland Christian, 2nd and 7 with 2:40 to play. Mudd in the gun, gets the snap, rolls to his right. Rolling, he wants the end zone, and it is caught and knocked away. It was intended for Overbeek, and that was Kyle Steginga who broke it up for the Maroons. So Steginga came over from his safety position, and he knocked the ball away. He put a hit there on Overbeek that dislodged the football. So it's 3rd and 8 now with 2:34 to go. The clock has stopped. Mudd in the gun, two receivers right, single receiver left. Man in motion right to left. Back to throw Mudd. Mudd rolls out to his right, rolls, throws over the middle. It's caught by Overbeek inside the 10. That's going to be a first down, I believe. Down around the 9 or maybe the 8. First and goal to go. 2:25 left. The clock stops momentarily. Mudd quickly up to the line. Relays the play from Coach Chad Miller. Three receivers on the right side. Mudd takes high snap, hands it off to Alexander, and Alexander gets twirled around at the six. That was DeCook on the stop for the Maroons, and Hamilton just spent a timeout. I believe that is their last timeout. Well, check that. That's their second timeout. 2:08 left to go, 43-27 in favor of Holland Christian. Updating you on some other scores, Byron Center just scored again. They lead Holland 43-24 with 3:09 left. Zeeland West victorious over Unity Christian tonight, 54-20. Zeeland East getting its first loss of the season tonight, and they are getting hammered by Reese Puffer. 46-14 is the score. The Rockets over the Chicks. That is a shocker. Last score we had on West Ottawa Grand Haven was 7-0 Bucks in the third. We've not had an update on that Saugatuck score. They were up at the half 55-6 against Martin. I presume that game is over with by now. It has gone final. Indians win it 62-6 over Martin tonight. Ball marked at just outside the five of Holland Christian. 2:08 to go. Two receivers right, single receiver left. Mudd is in the gun with Alexander lined up next to him. Mudd back to throw. Wants the slant, can't find his receiver. Rolls out, throws for the end zone, and getting a hand on it, but not able to hang on is Aiding. Aiding was able to shake loose. He got his left hand up, but he could not reel it in with the second hand. It goes incomplete. It'll be third and goal from the five. .201 left to play. 43-27, Holland Christian. Mudd in the gun. Twins on the right, single receiver left. Mudd fakes the give to Alexander. In trouble. He's going to be sacked. Tyler Vanderwall, the 6'1", 205-pound defensive lineman, breaks through and drops Mudd for a loss back to the 14. It's going to be fourth and goal to go. And the Hawkeyes have got to score on this play. 135, 134, the clock rolling. Mudd relays the play to his lineman. Trips left the formation, single receiver right, under 130 left. Mudd takes, rolls to his left, pressured. Mudd is going to take it up himself. He's going to be dropped at the 12-yard line. Williams on the stop. And who else was there? It was Vanderwall again who had the sack on the previous play. The Holland Christian defense holds, and they will take over the football with 1:14 to go, leading 43-27, and they should be able to run the clock out. Well, this was a very wild ball game. Holland Christian totally dominating the first half. The Maroons go into the victory formation. Caleb Vanderluck under center. He should be able to drop on a knee a couple of times, and this one will be over. And Vanderluck goes down on a knee and hands the ball to the official. Hamilton cannot stop the clock. A minute to go. Clock running. So Holland Christian will win its third consecutive game after an 0-3 start, and they got Holland next week, and Vanderluck comes up in the victory formation again. 40 seconds. And Vanderluck goes to a knee. And that should do it. 25 seconds. The Hawkeyes cannot stop the clock. And the two teams start to shake hands. Holland Christian will go to 3-3 on the season with its third consecutive victory. They win it 43-27 over Hamilton, spoiling the homecoming for the Hawkeyes tonight. We'll send him back to the studio for a tune and a break and be back with our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com.